What color is your dragon? It should be, what is your quest? You're listening to Dishpan Hands on CJMQ 88.9 FM. My name is Sheila Q, and in studio with me right now, the gang from ART. That's right, ART is going to be put up June 1st through 3rd at Bandine Hall at Bishop's University. And look, here's the deal. Tony Award for Best Play, Evening Standard Award for Best Comedy, Laurence Olivier, yeah, Award for Best Comedy, the Molière's Award for Best Commercial Production, the New York Circle Best Play. I have an idea of why you have perhaps chosen to perform such a thing. So advance to the mic and each one say your name, just so we can get everybody in there.
I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Lucy.
Taylor.
Trevor.
So who are you all playing, and what are your responsibilities behind this production up right now?
My name is Lucy. I'm the director. I kind of cover telling these people what they're doing at all times and odd jobs that come up.
Great. All right, go on.
I'm Taylor. I'm playing Mark.
I'm Jeff. I'm playing Yvonne.
And I'm Trevor. I'm playing Serge.
All right. Well, so now it's... Tell a little bit of the story. We don't want to get, no spoilers, of course, but let's talk about where you're going to take your audience over the course of your of the play's run.
All right. This play is set in France in the 90s, and it's a group of friends. They're in their early 40s, been best friends since college, 15 years, and the very comfortable kind of upper middle class lifestyle. And all of a sudden, the kind of conflict is initiated when Serge, who is Trevor, buys a painting. The painting is all white with some slightly off-white bits to it, and the other two cannot understand why he would buy such a thing for 200,000 francs.
Wow, okay.
So they start to talk about what this means, who has Serge become, this strange creature that could spend such a ridiculous amount of money, and it opens up to about a talk about what is art and who are the people who consume art and what does this mean, and they sort of uncover secrets from their past through this conversation, and it erupts into this sort of hilarious and absurd argument between the three of them as they try to figure this out.
Wow. Okay, well, you know what, it's now pre-recording we were discussing the idea of the whole thing of being roommates and then kind of how your relationships develop, and then time goes by and you wind up at a point in the future where you're kind of looking back. Are there things that have happened for you guys who are all either recent graduates or about to graduate that you could imagine being sort of strange things you'll come back to from this time in your lives, or roommate experiences that you think make it significant to be involved in a play like this? Like, are there things, is there stuff, is that part of the driving factor behind it? Which is like a weird, sorry, it's like the most mashup question ever. Answer whatever you see fit, because I don't know what I asked.
Well, I think partially that does have an influence on it, because, I mean, everyone sort of has their own interesting experiences with roommates, and I think as you play a character who's sort of living that further down the road, you sort of apply your own experiences to it. You know, maybe you've had a roommate who always does this, oh, so irritating. And then eventually, like, trying to apply this to the play here in a way that makes me seem self-successful. For example, you know, someone doesn't do their dishes very often, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you get in a huge argument about, why don't you do your dishes? But the argument isn't, why aren't you doing your dishes? It's, why do I have you as a roommate? It takes on a yeah. more personal tone, even though you're arguing about something really
Trevor, thank you for taking that somewhere, because you know what? I think it's an extremely significant place, because I think what happens in that kind of situation is that no matter what, I think most people, if they had the choice, would live alone and yeah. have their own place and their own space. But mm-hmm. you know that you have to make the best of a certain amount of time living with somebody. So it's like, yay, you're my roommate, and we're going to you know, whatever. Or grumble, 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 but I'll tolerate, but you know, whatever. So the stuff that comes out, you're absolutely right. It's that whole thing of shared space. It's shared space and shared time. So as far as preparation or kind of taking on the personality of your characters, what are some of the things that are coming through for you or challenging for you in your roles?
Well, I have a large monologue, you see.
Okay.
And it's one sentence. It's like a run-on sentence, and so that's been it's like a 2.5-page sentence, and it's been difficult to kind of get in and dice it up and say, okay, you know, what am I actually saying here, and what is this actually about? So, I mean, I'm not gonna actually talk. I'm not going to tell you what the monologue is about, because that would be a spoiler.
Oh, yes. No, we have to keep them hanging. We need them there, audience. You must come.
And it's, I guess for Yvonne, he's kind of a two-faced character, so that's been something I've been really playing with. Because when I'm at Serge's house, talking to Serge, I love the painting, and I understand. But when I'm at, you know, when I'm chilling with Mark, I can't understand why Serge has bought this ridiculous, you know, this ridiculously extravagant work. I just can't understand his purchase
at all. Do you have any kind of inkling about what his actual feeling is, or is he just such a waffler that he kind of goes back and forth?
Yvonne, I get the feeling he doesn't actually care. He just kind of wants to be friends with his friends.
You know, he
wants people to like him.
Okay.
And that's really, you know, when you strip away all the other, you know, all else, that's really what lies at the heart of it.
All right. So Taylor would have...
Building upon what you said, Sheila, I mean, what Reza has done with the script, and I mean, she has everything, you know, written out, and it's a wonderfully constructed piece, but at the same time, all the lines are just a clean slate. So it's almost the actor's dream that they can look at the script and just create whatever character they want.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Reza gives some inklings, like Mark is an aeronautical engineer. He does have a classical painting in his apartment. But other than that, the details are very slim as to what she wants Mark to be, same as Serge and same as Yvonne. So, I mean, it's really a great, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but it's just a great challenge to look at these words and try to create something yourself without having the playwright tell you, no, you have to be this.
That's a really brave and open thing for a playwright to do, I think,
because
it would seem to me that it would be quite a brilliant thing to do, because it allows your play to take on a different shape, and I don't think that's the sort of thing that could lead to like a play wind up being interpreted completely in a way you don't want it to be.
Right.
Like it's because those grains of information about that person are there. So that's sort of an adventure for the playwright as well. That's really cool.
It's exciting because, you know, you have all these awards that it's won in, you know, France and New York City and London. And I mean, I haven't seen any of them, obviously. But I'd be willing to bet that every one of them was different in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to see how it goes from country to country to country. And they win all these awards. But at the end of it, you know, it's the same play. But there's so many different interpretations you can do of the script.
I like that it's a sort of it's a skeleton. It's a shape that you guys get to build on.
Yeah.
So as opposed to being so strict about, you know, this is the way things have to be or have to look or have to sound, you get to put your spin on it. That's exciting. And that must be motivating for you guys as actors and theater people.
It's fun. Yeah.
You know, Trevor, what would you say about your character?
I think Serge is right off the bat like one of the easiest characters to read.
Okay.
Because you've got Yvonne, who he's sort of the middle ground in the argument. Mm-hmm. He doesn't feel that strongly about it. Serge is the guy who really, really genuinely loves this large white painting.
Okay.
Of nothing but white.
Yeah. I love that's what it is, because I think a lot of people do question that kind of artwork, no matter what. Okay.
It's kind of fun flipping through the actual text itself and, you know, trying to find some motivation, like how can I as a person relate to this fellow who loves this white painting?
Yeah, and who spent a fortune on it too.
Yeah.
Wow. Especially good that you're all students, too. They're like, we're poor.
Yes.
Yeah, we're, you know, like, the idea of that sort of thing is quite far removed from most university students' experiences. So, what were you going to say, Lucy?
I was just, I think the fact that it's white also is really interesting, because all these three men look at the painting and see something completely different. You know, and so it, you know, as far as Trevor's having a hard time seeing the same thing that Serge is seeing, but... You know, all three characters are seeing something different. I mean, there's a section of the scene where Mark and Serge are arguing about it, and Mark is saying, it's not white, it's got ochre in it, and it's got all kinds of tones of gray, and Mark is saying, no, it's white. You can see it. It's white. And all three of them can look at it and see something completely different, and they're all saying, objectively, this is what it is, and it's so subjective, and no one has any idea how to bridge that gap between the three of them.
Wow. I don't want to know too much more because I want to go I am going to go and see the play. So I'm just going to remind everybody, this is the gang putting together art, which will be shown at Van Deen Hall, June 1st through 3rd at Bishop's University. It's $8 for adults and $6 for students. So you know what? You need to come out and attend this. So we're just going to put on a little music and then we're coming back with the final four. You're listening to DH Radio. All right, we're back with DH Radio on CJMQ 88.9 FM. My name is Sheila Q, and the gang from Art are here. Now let's just do it right now. We need the promotional information so that the audience knows what they should do. We'll do this right now, and we'll do it at the very end of the interview too. So go ahead, Lucy.
All right, what you should all do, or your lives are incomplete, is come see Art from June 1 to 3rd, 1st to 3rd at 8 p.m. in Van Deen Hall at Bishop's University. You can reserve your tickets in advance or just contact us for extra information at poutineplayers@gmail.com. That's P-O-U-T-I-N-E players@gmail.com. And come see it. It'll be fun. It's $8 adults, $6 students.
I'm so glad that you mentioned that. How did you come up with Poutine Players as a name? I mean, it's very perfect, but and I highly approve. But
I don't remember. How did we?
It was a weird day.
We were in rehearsal, and our homework for the evening before was to come up with a troop name, and I don't. We thought of some stuff, but it didn't really click. We were sitting in rehearsal, and I was just trying to think of words that began with the letter P. That sounded great with players. Like, yeah, a little bit of alliteration, you know.
Yeah.
So we were doing a scene, and I think Lucy was directing someone, and I just said, hey, we're the Poutine Players. How does that sound?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We had some suggestions that were inappropriate to say on the radio. Yeah. Would have been inappropriate to put on posters.
It just wouldn't have worked.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm always very taken with people that incorporate heavy swearing and other sorts of things into stuff that's supposed to be sold and promoted, either like in music or movies or whatever. I'm like, good on you, but what are we going to call it now? Because we can't say it. You know, we can say Poutine as... dirty and nasty as it is. We'll say it anyway. All right, well, you're not getting out of here without the final four. So we're going to start in a row and have you all answer. Jeff?
Yep.
What is your greatest strength?
My greatest strength. let's see. I don't know. I think I'd like to think I sort of look at the reality of sound in kind of a strange way, and or not strange but different, and I really enjoy the way I see the reality of sound as this sort of web of sounds, you know, happening simultaneous, and it kind of covers the earth, and it's there, and you know what, it's called the Timbrescape.
Oh!
And that's my what? Like my strength.
That's deep, man.
You guys are allowed to react. You don't have to hold back. As he goes through.
That's my strength. I think is finding a new way to look at things.
Oh, or hear them.
Or
evidently.
Hear things. Oh yes.
Yeah.
Looking through my ears.
Of course. Exactly. Look.
Yeah.
So, what would you say is your greatest weakness?
I heard there's a quote actually from Pictures for Sad Children. It's a webcomic. And the quote is, when you become obsessed with something, you stop making sense to other people. And that is my greatest weakness.
I love it. I have made sense and made complete nonsense at so many different times in my life that I can, yes, I can relate to that. So what would you say is your favorite candy?
That's a tough one.
Too many.
What's my favorite candy? I'll say music. Music is my favorite candy.
Music is your favorite candy.
Music is my favorite candy. I don't eat a lot of like candy. I don't know, like sugar. Too much sugar makes me kind of sick. So.
But too much music? Is there such a thing?
Nope.
Okay. So what would you like to be remembered for?
I would like to be remembered for, I don't know, something awesome though. I want to do something like completely, something just really awesome that's never been done before, and I want to be remembered for it. But what that is, who can tell?
Well, it's, you might as well be open to it.
Yeah.
Because that will just amp up the awesome.
Yeah.
I'm fairly certain that exactly. That's the way it works. Lucy, you're in the hot seat now.
All right.
What would you say would be your greatest strength?
My greatest strength. My greatest strength is probably the same as my greatest weakness, is I pick apart everything, which can be handy because I can look at something and just kind of like break it down to its parts and go, yeah, all right, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also never stop doing it, so I get really obnoxious around people and I'm like, yes, you believe that because your issues with your mother or whatever it is, and that's really irritating. And I'm aware of that.
It's, you know what? I think that's a, it's a, I can get how that can be a strength. It's a strength in knowing it, too. Mm. Because the thing is sometimes it's the sort of thing where you think, oh, shit, you know, like, it's a, there's a bit of a filter thing sort of at work. That's, I get that, cause I think my grit, but I'm not going to reveal it. No, I am the exuberant, and my greatest strength and greatest weakness. So, they would be your favorite candy.
I'm on a big Smarties kick right now. Mm. I think the addition of colors to chocolate in small,
yo,
I like
man.
That.
M&M's came first, though, I think.
Did
yeah,
they?
Yeah, but it's kind of presumptuous to put the M on there. I think it's unnecessary. I just need the color.
Yeah.
small
that's,
packages.
That's fair. I can get behind that.
And what would you say you'd like to be remembered for?
God, I don't know. I'd like to be remembered for developing every skill and talent there is to possess. I won't, though.
Okay, but it's a good thing. To, yeah, what? It's a, it is a...
I'd like to be able to do that.
That would be... Yeah.
I like it. All right, Taylor.
I'm going to have to say knowing a lot of random stuff about movies.
Oh, are you an IMDb man?
I am an IMDb man. Yeah.
That would
years
be the
now.
Internet movie database in your brain. I love it. Yeah. So what would you say your favorite movie is then?
Oh God, it'd have to be divided into genre and decade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, okay, go. Just, what are first popping into your head?
Yikes. The one that always comes to mind is Rocky Horror Picture Show for some reason. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Just because it's
Cause
that
you're
much
sweet,
fun.
Because you're a sweet transvestite.
Yeah.
So what would you say is your greatest weakness?
Greatest weakness? I think I have two.
Okay.
First one is procrastination.
Yes.
Because I'm a great Bishop student, so we just procrastinate everything. And I think McDonald's, also being a Lenox Villian. Gonna go ahead and say that too.
Beautiful. All right. And now, so what would you say is your favorite candy?
I think fuzzy peaches.
Oh. Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You get those at the movies by the pound?
Yeah.
It costs you like an arm and a leg, but it's a fuzzy peach, so it's worth it.
If you don't, you're like, it doesn't matter that I didn't prepare and smuggle in candy. I'm allowed to invest in fuzzy peaches.
That's what dollar stores are for.
Yeah, exactly. So then what would you say you would like to be remembered for?
Like to remember for? My chin cleft.
Well, it is very superhero-y.
It's excellent.
So there you go.
My chin cleft, yes. I said it.
It's already left an impression on you.
Wonderful.
So,
oh, snap.
It's, dare I say, it's art.
Oh. What is art?
Oh, we can't go there.
You'll find out. You'll have to come to Bandine Hall.
Do you think it's art? No, we have to really get into, yeah, we'll just see how everybody reacts to it. But I'm sure it's art. How much did you invest in your chin cleft, Taylor? 200,000 francs? It's
His
unnatural.
Entire life.
His entire life. My skeleton has a chin cleft, but my face does not. You imagine that, all the crazy cool things it could be. the case by your skills. Anyway.
The viewers at home can't see Taylor's clinchaft. It's
clinchaft.
Chin clap. It's really quite magnificent.
Thank you.
Trevor, what is your greatest strength?
I think it's a little bit unfair because I've had a little bit longer to think. I'd have to say my greatest strength would be the ability to climb the majority of the buildings on Queen Street.
Are you a parkourer?
A little bit less graceful.
I can climb it. I just can't jump, leap like a lemur from one thing to another. No.
And I think that would also have to be my greatest weakness as well, because I mean, what goes up also has to come down.
Do you also have the overwhelming impulse to climb things?
So. Yes.
What were you like as a kid?
I didn't really climb things.
Really
grounded. Later in life experience.
Wow, good. I like that. What's your sign? Your zodiac sign.
Oh, the Scorpio.
Okay, oh, me too. Nice. I was going to say, oh, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, oh, you will live your childhood later. No. Scorpios just live. Greatest, we did greatest weakness. What would you say is your favorite candy?
Oh, definitely those little watermelon slices.
Oh. Which go quite well with the fuzzy peaches. I like that. Okay. And what would you like to be remembered for?
That was the one I was having trouble with. I would like to do something really exciting, like jumping out of a hot air balloon or going over a waterfall in an inflatable raft.
In a water balloon. That would be kind of cool. No, people don't think about that. They should be making giant water balloons that people can, you know. Well, I guess maybe a raft is sort of like that. I don't know. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming in and being a part of Dishpan Hands for this week. Once again, how about you give that pitch, Lucy?
Oh. All right. We are the cast and director of Art by Yasmina Reza, which is going up June 1st to 3rd at 8 p.m. in Bandine Hall of Bishop's University. Tickets are $8 for adults, $6 for students. And for more information, you can contact us on the web at poutineplayers@gmail.com.
Amazing. Love you all. I'll be there.
Thank you.
Yay. Thanks a lot.
Bye.